you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Last night, Nick performed at a Funny Bone with our friend there, Reno Collier. Good show. Have a good time.
Yes.
All right.
That was a lot of fun.
And tonight, where are you at, Nick?
Hooper.
All right. Hooper, Nebraska. If you're in that area. Oh, is it a private thing?
Yeah.
Okay, then don't show.
And we'll see what happens, because this guy's like, oh, it's okay being dirty. And I'm like, oh, we'll see. I don't know if your coworkers are going to like that or not. We'll find out.
What
is the kind of business without saying the name?
I think they're like a care center.
Oh, okay. Well, they could have gallows humor there.
Yeah,
you think
sure.
So? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got, yeah. Anybody works in the medical community wants to hear some dirty stuff because they got to live it every day.
Do that joke about your dad.
We'll find out.
Yeah,
you'll find out. All right.
I've learned that the hard way before.
I know. Yeah, I can't wait.
Just because the person that books it says it's good doesn't mean the rest of the people are going to dig it.
Yep. Yep.
But it's a chance you take.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to find out.
Go see if you work for that company. Have fun with Nick tonight. If you or if you're a guest. If you're a guest at a Christmas party, you can do what you want.
Yeah. Just try not to get your spouse fired.
Exactly. That's the way it usually is. That's right. I got to go to one of those tomorrow night. It's just at a bar. My wife works in elementary school. I got to go hang out with some teachers, I guess, tomorrow. But it's a bar in town, so that's a stretch for me.
Yeah, you'll have to adjust.
To be hanging out at a bar with people, that's going to be a tough one. Craig?
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Yep.
Hanging out at the bar.
Yep.
I'd say. I did neglect to mention that we are celebrating National Bath Safety Month.
Be careful. That happens, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old people fall in the tub all the time.
They do.
People fall in the tub all the time.
Yeah, get one of them sticky mats.
Yep.
Yeah, don't listen to Whitney Houston.
But that sucks.
Yeah, or her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Or her daughter's fiancé.
That's brutal.
Or her daughter's fiancé.
Is that how he died?
Yep. Drugs.
Yeah, but he didn't drown.
Didn't wake up. Oh, he didn't drown. That's right. Yeah.
And you can get one of them bathtubs with a door on it.
So yeah.
You don't have to hurdle over
it. Right.
Oh, yeah, that'd be better.
Into the bath.
Yeah, since I can't pick up my feet anymore.
You think that those things would be prone to leaking, but
they don't. They're pretty. Yep.
They have the technology.
Yeah.
Right.
To seal it up.
That thing would just bust open, though. The old lady would just come sliding out all naked.
Yeah. I don't think the door opens that way.
It doesn't.
Right. It probably opens inward.
Yeah.
Not outward.
Just some 85-year-old woman just sliding out naked.
Woohoo!
Big right. Snail trail through the through the bathroom.
Yeah. That would slow her down.
That might slow her down.
Right. You just took all the sexy out of that situation.
I know I did.
I think the snail trail is greatly reduced to 85.
It's like my hip.
Yeah. We'll take that call. Is the snail's trail greatly reduced at 85? But ask that question tonight at the care center.
We'll find out.
They'll know.
They can tell you. They'll give you a tour of the tubs with the opening door.
Check this out.
Are you the only comedian there tonight?
Yes.
How long you got to do?
30 minutes.
All right.
It won't feel like a minute less than 70.
Nope.
I'm thinking a lot of hot nurses' aides in the crowd. I worked at a nursing home. It's a care center, right? Kind of a nursing home or not?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but I worked at a nursing home.
Yeah.
I saw a ton of hot nurses' aides. So they'll giggle at you.
Won't do him any good, though.
No, no, they'll laugh at him.
You're a comedian. He's used to women laughing at him. That's different.
Then I pull my pants up.
Sometimes when he's telling jokes.
You're going to get canceled today. They're going to call in. We heard you on the show. Don't come.
Yeah, we're
out.
That was funny enough.
We're just going to save that $40.
Right, we're going to go a different direction and bring in a magician.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We're just going to get some extra roast beef.
Yeah.
That's all they want.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cyborg technology could offer new ammunition in the fight against opioid addiction. Researchers at West Virginia University are in the middle of a clinical trial that implants microchips into the brain of an opioid addict. This is the same sort of pacemaker technology that has been used to treat heart failure and epilepsy. Unlike shock treatment that sends large electrical impulses to the brain, this sends small programmed signals into the reward area of the brain. Even if the clinical trial proves to be successful, it's still a huge price. This would cost $75,000 for this particular treatment.
And then somebody hacks the chip, and you become a, you know, unwitting soldier in the uprising.
There you
Wow.
Bush is right. that's
slippery. That's how that ends.
That's the big concern. Yeah.
In the uprising.
That should be a concern.
Yeah.
That's how that story ends.
Yes.
Wow.
Here, we're just going to put this chip in your brain. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. Then you're an assassin.
Mwahahaha.
Plus, it's really affordable, it sounds like, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure medical will cover that.
Right. Yeah, but you're going to spend that much on opioids anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well get the chip.
If it affects your reward system in your brain, somebody's going to hack it and just keep hitting the button.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I would.
You're right.
No more running to your dealer.
None of that.
Yeah, I got a chip in my brain. Yeah. It's got a click.
Yeah, you wouldn't abuse that.
Yeah. You're pushing that all morning.
I would think it'd be like being hooked up to a morphine drip all the time.
Yeah, it would be. But those in the hospital, they stop. Yeah,
they limit those.
They limit those, right.
Yeah, but if they just put a chip in your brain.
And they can't limit that.
I suppose there's some remote location where they could stop you from igniting the chip, if that's in fact the term.
Or it runs out of battery.
Is it an orgasm?
Yeah, but those pacemakers don't run out of batteries, do they?
No, they don't.
Absolutely not. No. That'd be a problem.
No. How do they not?
They do. Aren't they like a 10-year battery?
I think it's when you walk, they wind like a wristwatch. I don't know.
I don't think it's like that at all.
You know, it's like you move your arm around, it moves. You know.
Well, no, because I know somebody has a defibrillator.
Okay.
You know, one of those mounted inside.
Medicine had a pacemaker.
And it had to be swapped out.
Yeah, and he died, so I didn't help him.
Well, I thought it was like 10 years.
Okay. That's a buddy of mine's dad.
Had a pacemaker.
A defibrillator, and sometimes it would fire off just inadvertently. And, you know, knock them down. Because you're getting an electrical jolt to your heart. So sometimes those things don't function exactly
well, that
as
would be
they
a
should.
Did you say defibrillator or pacemaker?
No, it was a defib.
Okay, yeah.
Which is supposed to detect when, you know, like, your heart stops and then it fires it up again.
Fires that bear back up,
and, and the other thing is when someone passes away and they have one of those, it keeps going off trying to revive them.
Really?
You have to call a number and have it turned off.
Yeah, especially if you're going to bury them. And if they wake back up underneath there, man, that would suck.
What if you really hated a guy with a defib and got a hold of that number?
We're all evil always.
Just turn that thing off.
Do you have to provide a death certificate to these people?
To turn them off?
Oh, yeah, or can anybody call and turn yours off?
I think we should all have somebody else's, just in case. You're done.
Yeah, there's a whole...
They're asking for a password.
There's a circle of you. There's five of you. Right. They each have one phone number.
Right.
So you can knock everybody else down.
That's a movie.
So if they forget to turn that off, is Grandpa like jolting in the casket?
I know. Especially at the funeral.
Yeah.
I hear you know, stuff in there.
The grandkids are crying and you just start shaking. And like, he's waking up.
China.
Right. He would be moving an open casket funeral, right? He'd be moving in there.
twitching.
Wouldn't you just scream and knock over the casket and start running?
Now, you know, for some people, that's
comedy. Why would you have to knock over the casket? Just run.
I was hoping I'd be, at least,
we got to slow him down.
I hope I was a guest at that funeral.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Somebody didn't have any heart in it. You say, oh, somebody's grandma, I didn't know that person. And I'd love to see that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They should make, like, prank caskets.
I'd pay to see that, yeah.
You would.
I would.
That'd be amusing.
New York City Council telling businesses that they have to accept cash.
Good.
The council passed a bill in response to a growing trend in the city of restaurants and stores refusing cash. The bill also prevents businesses from charging customers who use cash higher prices.
They
say it's
that?
Discriminatory Jeez. Against low-income people who don't have credit cards or bank accounts.
Right. There's a lot of those people. A lot of people
there are more than you realize.
Oh, hell yes. You can't discriminate. And cash is still money. I never got that. I never got that. How they could that trend.
I don't know why you're using higher prices for cash. Ooh, I can see higher prices for the.
You're a peasant
for the credit card because that ends up costing
right,
them
it costs
more.
Them more. Right.
And you know you can argue that back and forth. However, cash it's not an extra charge
until
anywhere.
They eliminate cash altogether. You should be able to take cash.
Yeah.
Are they afraid of getting robbed? I can see that's the only reason.
Nobody wanted to deal
around.
With it. You're right. There's nobody. I think it was more like we're all so modern. We're way too modern. Your phone? Just show me your phone.
And there is a certain amount of you have to process the cash. You have to take the deposit to the bank. You have to fill out the
until they make
slip.
Cash illegal. So, it's got to be you.
I'm completely against eliminating cash, but there is a certain cost of taking cash.
Yeah.
Certainly less than the credit card fee.
But I still think
cash money
the,
talks, man. You open up your briefcase with cash in it.
With dispensaries in Colorado that only take cash.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. That's the banking.
That's the banking
system. They would like to take cards.
Yeah. Some do. And I don't know how that works.
I'm one of those people that I hate to tip on a card. I'll pay my meal with a card, but I tip cash.
Yeah, and they like that.
I always write zero on the tip, but I leave cash because I want that person to do whatever they want to do with it.
Yeah,
if they
I
claim
should do
it,
that.
Great.
I should do that more often, too, but I don't. But I should
and,
do that.
Yeah, and I'll stop at an ATM on the way to go someplace.
To have
and
cash
just,
to tip.
You know, just have the tip with. So, yeah, that would be frustrating that you couldn't pay.
I think the servers would prefer you do that because then they can keep it all.
Well, they just prefer they get tipped. I mean, they're going to yell, you gave me $30 on this card. Screw you.
nobody ever
says that.
But if
they want to be tipped.
I think you have to spread it around. If you just put it on the table, they can just put it in the
pocket. I think even then, they still...
I don't care what they do with it. It's theirs.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to share it.
They are. And they get caught keeping
it. Well, they're also supposed to report it.
Right, yeah.
If it's cash, the kid technically not be reported. No taxes.
That's always a bonus.
You know, strip clubs are not going to go cashless. So they do strip club money, though, don't they?
I don't know.
Isn't some strip clubs have, like...
strip coin?
Yeah, strip coin. Yeah, they call it a certain script. I think it's some of the high-end strip joints. They actually sell cash there.
What, but it's like getting coins at an arcade?
Well, those strippers turn into Monopoly money at the end of the night, I guess. But I don't know if they... I mean, I've heard that, but I'm sure that they still won't let strippers take cash. Bush?
I still take cash.
What if you develop like a close relationship with the stripper and just exchange Venmo accounts? Yeah, you pay her at the end of the night.
Yeah, here's that Venmo. Check it. When she's dancing in front of you.
Right? Yeah. Check your Venmo account.
That would suck because everybody you're connected to on that can see your activity.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you probably don't want that.
You're Venmoing 10 strippers. Yeah, you might get in trouble there.
Well, not if you're...
I still don't have a Venmo either. I got to download that. Everybody says that's pretty cool.
It's easy.
My daughter has it as a Venmo.
Yeah, I got a bunch of buddies who use the Venmo.
Well, and you can put like what it's for.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like boobs in face.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.